half a second on him, half a second in the first sector.
Bro, you cannot overtake Damon, okay? That is team order. You cannot overtake Damon.
Now come on, close him down and kill him.
Fernando is faster than you.
You heard me before, didn't you, Ralph, about overtaking Damon? You heard that, didn't you?
That's
literally
how loud I know.
Get that, Ralph? Did you hear me?
Fantastic, guys. Not bad for another two driver. Cheers.
When are you
going
to call me in, man?
Kevin, get out of the way.
Ralph, acknowledge.
Hello once again, everybody. And this is Paul with the latest FBC Track Talk. And right now we are going to talk about the British Grand Prix and the Silverstone track. One of the originals. It's been in part of the World Championship since 1950, at least it was part of the original year. On and off, there have been a couple of British Grand Prix at Brands Hatch and Aintree, but since 1987, Silverstone has been the home of the British Grand Prix. Very high-speed circuit. Spent many races there, actually. I used to camp out at Woodcote Chicane when that used to be there and just watch all kinds of interesting things happen, especially in the rain. So anyway, I digress. I got a lot of notes here, by the way. You may hear some shuffling of papers. The track should be fairly light on brakes. It's actually only 10% of the time on the lap is spent braking, so very light, the lightest of the championship calendar, in fact. According to Brembo, and who am I to query them, supposedly, even though it's a light braking, it stores up to 86 kilowatts an hour of energy dissipated through the whole entire race, which is equal to, wait for it, 6.5 years of the average English toaster energy usage. Obviously, we do eat a lot of toast. We have various toppings. Marmite being one of my faves, but I'm not sure if that means it's a lot or not very much. But anyway, there's an interesting fact for you that you can take home, put in your pocket. Track should be a one or two stopper, but looks like it may be raining, so we could see some very interesting and varied strategies here with the rain. The track, primarily being a high-speed track, is a low downforce track. But if you really are expecting some rain, you'd definitely want to be a bit more on the higher downforce settings. So it'd be interesting to see what everyone does in qualifying and what they try for in the practices to see if they maybe compromise the car just a little bit in the hopes that rain may come and they'll be able to reap the rewards of maybe a higher downforce setting. The current configuration's been going since 2010. Used to be the fastest track on the calendar. That's been reduced. It's now the third fastest track, but it still is obviously a very high-speed track, even with the changes that most drivers don't seem to love too much, but that's the way it is sometimes. 52 laps, 5.891 kilometers around an entire lap. The lap record is held by Mark Webber in 2013 at a 1:33.4. Obviously, with the changes of configuration, we can't go all the way back to the early 2000s to get our lap records, which we usually do. Interesting fact, the first race ever held on here was in 1947, and 10 chaps from around the area found that the airfield from the Second World War was disused, decided to put on a private race for themselves, but terrible things happened. A sheep was killed, and the race was therefore called the Mutton Grand Prix from there on out, at least for the year before the RAC took over the track, and it became pretty much a full-fledged racetrack after that fact. Flashback to last year, this was, and it seems like years ago this happened, but it's just like last year was when the Williams cars surged to the front at the start of the race, holding off the McLarens. A little conversations between the two drivers, Bodas and Massa, at that point as to who should be leading the race. But once the rain came, the Williams dropped backwards, and Lewis ended up coming on and putting his inters on first and charging ahead and winning the race for the third time. Unfortunately for Jenson Button, you may have heard, he has never actually been on the podium at the British Grand Prix. Surprisingly enough, he's had some extremely competitive cars, but never been able to get to the podium at his home Grand Prix. Probably not likely either this year, driving the McLaren Honda. Rain is likely, as I said. All the teams are actually very close by to Silverstone, so always a good crowd that comes out. Supposedly 140,000 going to come out for this weekend. That's if they can get in with mud and rain. Sometimes that's been a bit of an issue, but the teams themselves could probably fill half the stands here at the track with all the proximity to the factories. So anyway, let's move on to the track itself. Obviously, they flip-flop where the start-finish line is, so your first turn is actually Abbey as opposed to Stowe in its former life, or should I say Copse. So turn one, Abbey. You are going to approach it and eighth gear. This is coming off a DRS zone, so you'll be well over 310 kilometers an hour as you come into it. It's a very, very fast corner. You need very slow hands. You need to be very precise. The higher the speed, you've got to just any inch you're off is really going to hurt you through this turn. You'll do one gear change down. It's just a slight lift, not even a brake. And you want to use all the curb on the outside to the left to really enhance and open up that radius for you as much as possible. The apex is just past the wall. It comes into view just as you're turning in, so a little tough there on the visuals to get down to that apex, but once you've had enough laps in here, I'm sure you can figure out how to get down there. But as I said, the apex kind of opens up to your eyes just past the wall and just as you're turning in. You want to use all the exit, but you do want to try and stay off that apex curb as much as possible at these high speeds. You start hitting those curbs a little bit, it's going to unbalance the car and shoot you off to the side. Where hopefully you don't go off, but either way, you definitely have to check up your speed. After Abbey, you've exited. Now you're into the left-hand farm turn. 288 kilometers you'll be taking this turn. You just feather the throttle just a little bit to allow the car just to kind of be able to take that tighter radius on the exit so you can get the perfect approach for turn three, because you want to get all the way back over to the left for turn three. So you don't use all the road on the exit of farm, but you come out about the middle of the track, but you have to adjust your throttle just to make sure the car kind of stays into that tighter radius, because you want to get the car straight onto the brakes. It's a pretty heavy braking area approaching from that high speed. You won't be right alongside the road at that point, but you will be angling your car straight towards that turning point as you go into brake. So heavy braking all the way down to third gear for Village. You've got to be neat and tidy here. The speed at Village is about 100 kilometers an hour low speed. The cars are set in low downforce mode for the most part, so you don't have a lot of aero grip as the speed is dissipating. So these guys are relying a bit more on the mechanical grip, and they've really got to manage that throttle and that brake release as well. It's very easy to overdrive into Village. It's a big open expanse up there, but you've got to think of the big picture of what the next turns coming up are going to be. This is also where the DRS detection area is, so just as you're approaching that braking zone, you definitely want to make sure you get your nose in there very well. You want to use as much runoff as you dare as you exit this right-hand turn at Village, keeping in mind, as I said, thinking of the big picture, you've got to get the car back over to the right to set up for the turn four into the loop. I would call this a Max Verstappen passing opportunity. If you can come off there, you can stick your nose in there and hold that car up at the apex if you can get a good run through the turn, because it's a lower speed turn. Dirty air doesn't come into play as much, so it is a good chance you can stay fairly close through the Village turn. You may be able to jink over to the left and just stuff your nose in there before you make that left-hander. Once again, you're just setting up for turn four, the loop. You've got to get the car angled towards the turning point, even though you don't get completely alongside parallel with the side of the road. You want to be really feel that rear grip. Obviously, we see with fuel loads and with tire grip issues, you really got to feel every lap how much grip you have to try and just kind of squeeze on that power just for a second in between turns 3 and 4. So now we're approaching turn 4, the loop. I believe it's the lowest speed corner on the track. At least it's very close to it. The initial curve on the left just kind of juts out on you. So you basically stay out wide and you take a big angle on the entry. So you clip right onto that apex. And that, by taking that big load of steering initially into the corner, it allow you to unwind just that little bit earlier as well. The road does keep turning. So you're just going to kind of subtly add speed as you start opening your hands. You do want to get your hands completely open before you turn into Aintree, which is, you know, coming up very, very quickly. So as you come out, you feed in the throttle, get the car straight, and then you've just got to kind of, and even though you may not be slowing down and need to get the car straight for braking, you kind of take some of the pressure or the stress off those front tires. So when you turn back to the left at Aintree, you get just that little bit of extra bite. So as you come into Aintree, you're building up the speed at this point. Sixth gear, 235 kilometers an hour at the apex. And this is leading into the DRS activation area. Thinking back all the way back to coming into turn 3 in a village, that was where it was detected. But you wait all the way to coming out of Aintree before you can actually get activated. You may even forget you even got it, but I doubt it. So go through Aintree flat out, and then you're all the way down the straightaway heading into turn 6, which is Brooklands, which is a fourth gear turn, about 145 kilometers an hour. So you're approaching, once again, pretty much at top speed, 330 kilometers an hour with the DRS open. You're going to brake about the 75. You're only coming down to fourth gear, so you're banging it down 4 gears, which sounds like a lot, but in a Formula One car with 8 gears, not super much. The apex on the left is fairly long, so you kind of hold that apex on that curb for a fair while before you unwind your hands, and then use all the road on the exit as you're approaching into Loughfield. You don't really try and get back over to the left, set up for Loughfield. It's an even slower corner than the previous turn, so you're way better taking the speed through Brooklands than compromising the speed through Brooklands to have a wider entry into Loughfield. Loughfield is a third gear turn. So as I said, you're not all the way over, so you're compromised on your entry. So you need to get into the corner and get the car turned the best you can. Maybe just you kind of carry the brakes in just a little bit, and then as you release the brake, try and help that weight transfer the front, kind of help turn the car at these lower speeds. You cannot pick up the throttle early coming out of here. You're braking all the way in, and then once you get up on throttle, you're just kind of using a patience throttle, maintenance throttle as you call it, just kind of holding your speed there till the corner starts to open up. And as it opens up, then you can steadily start to feed in that throttle. If you get it right, you can get a real good jump on your rivals out of there if you've got the wheel straight and the power down and the rear grip to kind of aid you there. If you get a little greedy, the back will twitch around, and you'll be fighting them off as you head through Woodcote, which is turn 8 of the Silverstone track. Silverstone track is actually about 16 corners, so nearly double the amount of corners from Austria last week. So that's why there's lots of paper. Turn 8, Woodcote, as I said, that's where I used to kind of station myself when I used to go to all the Grand Prix way back when. It's now a sixth gear turn instead of a chicane, taking about 255 kilometers an hour at the apex. It's flat out, but if the rain does come, it definitely won't be flat out. You're going to have to be very careful with throttle control through here. Stay offline there a little bit, else you could end up taking a ride all the way to the wall on the left-hand side. So if it does rain, you'll hear a lot of throttle control going through that Woodcote bend. Turn 9, we're coming to Copse. What a fun turn this is. I mean, every driver loves coming through this turn. It's a little bit of braking. You go down, you're all the way up to top speed again before you have to kind of brake, take that braking and gear changing into the entry of the corner down to sixth gear. It's a bit more of an open view as you turn in than the Abbey corner, and there's definitely a lot more run out as you come out of the corner, but you still want a very clean exit because it's really important, because there is a long run all the way to the next corner which is maggots. So now we're coming into the infamous S's here at Silverstone. Maggots really two corners, so to speak, turn 10 and 11. First portion, you're going to be taking flat out. That first left-hander is going to be taken flat out in eighth gear, about 310 kilometers an hour. This is also the second DRS detection zone on the entry into Maggots. You've got to approach all the way from the right because you want to maximize a full throttle time. So what that does, you sit up right and that gives you a nice straight shot, allowing you to thread the needle in between the first two curbs. So you can brake as late as possible, obviously, into the S's and that, extend that straight away. So the wheel should be as straight as possible. It should be exactly straight, actually, as you go past that first apex on the left. Then you go into the second half of Maggot, still in eighth gear. You bleed off just that little bit of speed. You're coming into it at full chat, then you just ease off. It's a real subtle reduction in the speed, coming down maybe 10, 15 kilometers an hour as you prepare yourself for the bigger slowing down zone of the S's here, which is Beckett's. So you're going to have to go down a couple of gears at this point, where now you're coming back over to the left again. You'll scrub off some speed, 245 kilometers an hour. You've got to get the car balanced. As I say, it's really still at very, very high speed. So balance is super, super important. It's just a light braking. Rhythm through this whole section is essential to get a good lap time. You've got to attack it, but you've still got to be have a lot of finesse with the steering wheel, with your brakes, etc. Now, the second half of Beckett's, you go down another gear. It's kind of like Suzuka in a way, where you're constantly kind of bleeding off just that little bit of speed. That does make it very difficult and very challenging and very rewarding for the good drivers. Now you're down into fifth gear for the second half of Beckett's, about 182 kilometers an hour. You're shooting from one apex to the other. So it's, as I said, real rhythm section. Light brake again. On the exit, you're going to use all the road off to the left, because you can take turn 14 Chapel at full throttle, so you don't have to compromise your exit at all to set up for Chapel. It's awkward in a way. You still got to pay attention to it, but it is flat out at the apex there, about 242 kilometers an hour. This is where second DRS activation zone kicks in, right before the bridge on the infamous Hangar Straight, and you're heading for a long, long time down Hangar Straight, going into turn 15, which is Stowe, fifth gear turn, 185 miles an hour. Really fun turn as well. Obviously, the approach speed is very high. We've seen some amazing passes into Stowe, Mansell being probably the most in that 1987 race against Nelson Piquet. You really got to ease the car in, kind of float it into the turn. Take your time getting it turned. You don't want to be too abrupt with it. If you are, you'd have probably had to overslow the car in. The exit does tighten up, so you got to brake all about a third of the way in, but you don't pick up the throttle once again like a couple of previous turns very quickly, else the front end will kind of wash away on you. So you got to have that patience throttle again till you get the car pointed where you want it to go. You got to get a clean exit. If you do not, it will give someone a chance to get a run at you. So you definitely want a good clean exit out of there as you approach the tighter and hardest braking section of the circuit, which is turn 16, which is Vail down to third gear, all the way up from, once again, top speed. Pit entry is off to the right, so you may see some interesting visuals there for a second if some guys are pitting and not braking for the hard turn here. As I said, it is the hardest braking zone of the track. Get about 4.5 G loads in that braking zone. Could be a good passing opportunity if you get the good, better exit out of Stowe. The curb on the left is not very forgiving. It's got a kind of a high end to just inside the curb, so you can't take a big piece of that first curb on the left. You keep fairly tight on the exit because you really want to maximize the next tight right-hander coming up. Third gear, you're not really getting it much power in between the left and right, but you can take a big piece of that curb on the right hand side to really maximize your radius on the exit. You're really working here on building up traction and speed all the way down to the main start-finish straightaway at this point. There's a slight lift just to kind of balance the car, just to transfer that weight to the nose just a little bit, and not really to slow the car down at all. And once again, another turn, just like coming out of Luffield, where you've really got to feel the rear end of the car and how much power and grip you can put down. If you see the cars kind of slithering around there a little bit, it means they just got that bit too greedy with the throttle as the grip from the tire allowed. Now we're coming in all the way to turn 18, which is club, fifth gear, still building up our speed, 215 kilometers an hour at this point, flat out, just about. There's a nice run off to the left, so you can experiment just a little bit. Once again, it'll be a very tough turn in the rain to judge your speed. You've got to keep the car nice and flat, not front nose or rear bias there as you come through there, so you don't lose either end of the car. The grip will go away very suddenly in that point, and then you'll shoot off to the left. So that's why you'll see some guys experimenting maybe earlier in the weekend, hopefully not in the race, because that's obviously going to put pays to a good lap time and could allow a loss of position. So there we have it. The Silverstone track, British Grand Prix. We've had many Grand Prix in a row right here. It seems like we haven't taken a day off yet. But it's coming close to the summer break, but this is a very important race pretty much to every single team. It's got a good history, and most of the teams, as we've mentioned before, have a big presence in the general area. So should be exciting. If the rain does come, should be even more so exciting. But these high-speed circuits in the rain are tricky, very tricky. So real men from the boys kinds of stuff. So hopefully everyone has a great weekend, and hopefully the race comes off without any teammates bumping into each other, or maybe we do want more of that. I don't know. Up to you. All right, so this is Paul Charthy signing off.
Brilliant! 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 Great job, guys! Great job! Put that one. Well done!
Excellent work! Fantastic! Very hard!
Oh, it's brilliant, guys! Great job! Great job, all of you! This is unacceptable!
Hamilton 3.5.
Okay, I don't want to know.
Yeah, the caterer's absolutely screwed.
I just love winning. I just love racing.